Anderson, I just wanted to check really quickly. Are you right for us if we say the Faithful Word Baptist Church? That's what we reference you from?
Yep, exactly.
And would you prefer Pastor Stephen Anderson, Stephen Anderson, or Pastor Anderson?
Pastor Anderson's fine.
And we just want to check, how long have you been involved with the church for?
10 years.
Oh, wow. All right, great, perfect. I'll pop you on hold and it won't be long.
All right, very good, thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, and here's the pastor now.
Good morning, Pastor Anderson.
Morning, how you doing?
Hello, sir. Yeah, very good. Now, obviously, you've never laid with a tranny or anything like that before, so this is not in your world. Did you really not know who Bruce Jenner was before you stumbled across...
the Caitlyn Jenner?
The Caitlyn transformation. Right.
No, I just heard about it this week. I guess he's a famous athlete, but I'm not sure what sport he was famous for.
Yeah, right.
What's wrong with what he did? I mean, why are you spreading so much hate about this?
Well, you know, the fact that you're even asking that question just shows how crazy the world has become. That you would actually ask me, a Christian pastor, what's wrong with what he did. You know, obviously, he's a filthy sodomite, according to the Bible. You know, and here's a scripture from the Bible. The Bible says, even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh. That's from the book of Jude.
Sodomy means gay sex, though.
But I'm sure, Pastor Anderson, you, like many of us men, have tucked your willy under and come out nude in front of your wife and said, look at me, I'm a lady. You know how you put your arms up? Look, honey, I'm a lady. You know, you cross your legs.
You know, you guys can speak for yourself over there in Australia, but that kind of filthy, weird thought has never even come into my mind. So I don't know what...
I think you do feel these filthy urges. I think you're probably more filthy than anyone knows. I think you're sick.
And what are you basing that on? Did you bring me on the radio to just to insult me?
I didn't bring you on the radio. You know, we're open here. We let everyone have their say, and we support anyone who has their own beliefs.
What confuses me though with this is that you're spreading such hateful messages, and this is part of the problem when it comes to teenage suicide. The rates are so high in the transgender community because of the bullying and the non-acceptance from people like you. People are very scared to come out. They're scared because they won't be accepted. We've had so many teenagers take their own life because when they've attempted the transition, they've been bullied to such a degree that they've taken their own life. And you're part of this problem.
I don't think it is a problem. The problem is that there's so many people who accept it. The problem is that they're not more fearful. Because back when they were fearful, they were in the closet.
Pastor Anderson.
Fearful of what?
It needs to be accepted because...
Fearful of what, though? What are we living in fear of?
Well, you know what? It used to be that people were afraid to expose themselves as a homosexual, so they were in the closet. That way, my little children didn't have to see this kind of filth everywhere they look, and you could actually live a decent and godly Christian life without having this filthy sodomite agenda crammed down your throat.
But you know,
and yes, I do hate this kind of
Christian
sickness.
Values, though, the hate that you're spreading, to me, that goes against what it's all about. Are you supposed to find forgiveness in your heart and spread love and have acceptance?
Isn't that in the Bible as well, about, you know,
well,
love
you know what?
Neighbor or
something? Obviously, you guys are just part of a media agenda just to say that hate is wrong and it's wrong to hate and don't hate. You just keep throwing out that buzzword of hate, it's hate speech. This is all new. Nobody talked about this a few decades ago. This is the new media agenda over the past few decades, just to demonize anybody who preaches against sin and anybody who calls a filthy animal, that, oh, you're being hateful. This is hate speech. It's all brainwashing.
But it is being hateful, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But where do you get this idea that all hate is wrong? Hate is a normal human emotion that everybody has. We all have things that we love and we all have things that we hate. It's this bizarre teaching now that all hate is wrong and that we need to eradicate hate. Everybody hates something. You guys probably hate me.
Pastor Anderson, I'm the news reader here on this radio station, and I'm gay.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you what's like normal and a normal feeling is to be attracted to the same sex. Like, I was, if I was made by God, he made me gay because I was just what God, I think.
God might have been having a gay day then, the day he made you. Not you, Pastor. I'm talking about Brooklyn. Obviously, he's having a very straight day the day he made the pastor.
Did God, hey, Pastor, did God make me?
He's not going to talk to you because you're gay.
Oh.
Is that why you're not talking?
No, I was just, here's the thing. The only reason I'm even coming on this radio show is just for the hope that there's somebody in Australia that hasn't completely lost the plot that's listening that actually could think that possibly, that this is a filthy, bizarre world that we live in when this Bruce Jenner is being praised by our president, Barack Obama, and lifted up as some kind of a hero and put on all these magazine covers and everything.
You know,
God didn't make anybody into a homosexual. They were not born that way, okay? They're turned over to a reprobate mind through the lusts of their own heart, the Bible says in Romans 1. God did not come up with this.
Who wrote the Bible? I keep telling everyone. The Bible is just a collection of writings by some bloke that was hanging around when Jesus was around. We don't know if they're actually even the real words or whether someone sort of got it wrong. You don't really know. You weren't there.
Well, the Bible's written by God. The Bible's inspired by God. If you don't believe that, well, then you're not saved. You're going to go to hell.
I'd rather be in hell with all the whores and the trannies anyway. Sounds like heaps more fun. Thanks for joining us, Pastor. May you rest. May your soul burn in eternity or whatever. I don't know what you're saying.
Well, laugh it up.
He is a whack job.
And we thought Ireland was bad.